So this big activity, this FHE, is hosted by BYU Idaho Social Activities. How exactly are you involved?
So me and my partners are managers for social activities, and we're only managers for this event.
And so tell me a little bit about the event.
So we're hoping this will be really fun. We're doing a bunch of life-sized board games. Particularly, we're doing four. So we have Giant Twister, we have Human Battleship, we have Human Tic-Tac-Toe, and then we're going to do a giant human foosball arena.
So how does Human Battleship work? That sounds interesting.
It's a little weird, but it's pretty easy once you get into it. So you have a net with a tarp draped over it, so you can't see either side. You have two teams that go onto the field, and depending on, you know, how wet the grass is or how people are feeling, you either stand up or you lay down, and then you have a ball that gets thrown back and forth. And so if you get hit by the ball, then you're automatically out. So unlike the real battleship, you don't get two or three hits. It's just a one-time deal. And it just goes until there's only one person left on the entire court.
So how many people are on each team?
It depends on how many people we have there. You can have up to 30 on each team, and you can have up to 5 on each team.
Cool. So where did some of these ideas come from?
A lot of them came from our own experiences with playing games. So one of our team members talked about doing this life-size board games. And then we started like, oh, yeah, I loved playing tic-tac-toe at this one activity. Or like, oh, I've seen foosball. It's like the funnest thing ever. Oh, Battleship. Like, I've never played it, but I know it's cool. And so a lot of it came from our own experiences. And then what we didn't know about, like, rules or setup came from the internet.
So explain how human foosball is going to work.
It's a pretty standard kind of game if you've played human foosball before ever, like in an activity in a gym or something like that. But this time we have a blow-up court, so that makes it a little more fun. You can run into walls and things like that. But in essence, you've got 3 to 5 people on 6 different poles, like 5 people per pole. And they're all hanging onto the poles, facing different directions based on what team you're on. And we'll have a little soccer ball of some kind. And your goal is just to kick it and try and get it into the goal itself. And that takes a bit of effort because you have to collaborate. You only have like a foot back and forth that you can move in. But you can move side to side as far as you want. You're just trying to kick it past your team members who are facing directly at you.
So who is all invited to this event? Is it just BYU Idaho students, or is it anyone in the community?
It's meant for BYUI students because we wanted everybody to know and feel the BYUI family and that we're all in this together. But we are accepting community members, and we'd love to have them. But we are discouraging children under the age of 12 just for their own safety.
So tell me a little bit about the logistics. Where is this happening? How much is it? How can people find more information? Things like that.
Yeah. So this is happening June 24th. It's going on from 6 to 8 p.m. And it'll be on the side, the fields that are connected to the long-term parking. So not many people know where that is. So if you're on campus and there's that cul-de-sac where the Taylor Building and the MC and the Eye Center all kind of touch it, if you face it going towards the temple up that road, you go all the way up the road, and then right before you get to the main road that the temple's on, you look left, and there'll just be this field that's right next to this giant parking lot, and that's what it'll be.
And so it's $2 per person.
Yeah.
And $10 for a group of 10?
Correct.
Okay. What should people expect when they come?
They should expect to have a really good time. This is supposed to be a really casual, fun event that anybody can come to. You can play as many or as few games as you want. And we're hoping to get a lot of like interaction with people. So we're hoping that you bring all your friends, but then that you're meeting new friends, because people from different wards, different majors, different emphases are going to be there, and you're going to be competing against each other in a friendly environment. So it should be a ton of fun, and we'll be having some IBC groups there. So there'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games. We even have a few board games set on the side that if you're not feeling sporty, or if you're just done being sporty and you want to play like checkers or, you know, some like a little game, then we'll have those for you.
So since you've been kind of talking around campus with students, things like that, what have you heard? Have people seemed pretty excited about it?
Yeah, all the people we've talked to are really excited because this is not something the school's really done before, because you either have sports events or you have like talent and like fun little games, but they're usually off campus. And so we've got a lot of people who are really excited to do something that's on campus, that's a little different, and that's really involved.
So you said this is the first time anything like this has kind of happened, at least for a while.
Mm-hmm.
What is going to be, for you, managing it? What's going to be the hardest part?
The hardest part is probably going to be running it. Just from our point, we have to get all the equipment there, which the foosball arena by itself weighs 300 to 400 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And so it's kind of hard to like get everything set up. And then once we're there, we have to run everything, which, you know, there's just some people who get way too in the game and they just go crazy. So we got to watch out for those people, make sure they're not going crazy. And then there are the people who just are timid. And so then we have to help like work with them to be like, it's okay, you're going to play this game, you're going to do great, it'll be so much fun, just you got to try it. And so it's going to be a lot of working with the people, but then a lot of making sure things don't go wrong, like things don't pop, things don't go flying out into the roads, and just taking care of all of that.
Are you guys looking for volunteers, or how is that going to work?
Yeah, we need as many volunteers as we can get, given that this is such a big event and we're expecting a lot of people. We do need people to help set up and take down. Like I said, we need some strapping men. If you want to come impress the ladies, this is your chance to come lift something that's like 400 pounds and it's a struggle to get out. And then we need people that want to help run the games. Usually it's pretty simple, like getting teams on and off, making sure people aren't freaking out, making sure balls come back to where they need to be. Super easy. And as an incentive, we're offering that any volunteer that volunteers with us for only an hour can get into the games and play for free. So that even goes with people who want to run the games. You just come for either the first hour or the second, and you run the game, but then you also get to participate as much as you want for free, which is pretty sweet.
And so you said that you're expecting a lot of people. Do you have maybe a ballpark figure as to how many people you think might show up or that you hope to show up?
We're hoping to have about 200 to 300 people show up, but given it's 2 hours long and, you know, games can go pretty quick, we're not sure how many people will be there at any given time. But we're hoping that it'll be pretty packed all the way through.
And if this is a success, what are kind of plans for the future? Do you hope to make it like maybe an every semester or every year thing?
Yeah, what we'd love to happen is that this gets so big we have to turn people away because there's just way too many people coming in. And if that's the case, then we can get to the school, we can get a really big budget, and we can get a huge field having way more games than the four that we have. We can have multiple of them, and this could become like a festival kind of a thing where people, sporty or not, can come together and just enjoy something that you don't see often.
Great. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. So when is it happening and at what time again?
It's happening June 24th, which is a Saturday, from 6 to 8 p.m.
All right. And where can people find out more information if they want to see times or maybe how to volunteer? Do you guys have like a Facebook page or anything like that?
Because we're going through social activities, we don't have our own page, but there is an event that's going on, BYUI Social Activities. So if you go to their page, you can find the event. And if you want to contact us, that's the best way. You can contact Social Activities. They'll get in contact with us. Or you can find us on Facebook. Me particularly, you can find me at Mariah Taylor Handy. Message me. I'm happy to get you hooked up with whatever you need and answer any questions you have.
Cool. Well, that's everything that I had. Is there anything else you want to add about this fun event?
It's going to be a blast, and we're so excited for everyone to come.
Great. Well, thanks for coming in.
No problem.